We think that probably the Gunai Kurnai people do have potential avenues that they might explore. From where I sit, it does appear that there may have been a breach of the Native Title Act by a failure to notify the traditional owners. I think you may be aware that the Gunai Kurnai people were accepted as the traditional owners and as the native title holders of a large area of the Gippsland a few months ago in October 2010, and that arising out of that recognition, they do have a right to be notified about anything that might affect their native title rights. And there's no evidence that in this instance they have been notified. Now, I haven't spoken directly to the Gunai Kurnai Corporation. However, there is a suggestion that there has been no notification provided, and we think that's regrettable, not only because of the legal position, and that would have to be analysed and tested, but just out of a lack of respect for the traditional owners that appears to have been the case in this instance.
How do you define notification? Is it a letter in the mail or direct contact, or is it more consultation? I can see a difference between those two words there, notification and consultation. Well, what would be the ideal situation in this instance?
The ideal would have been that the relevant government authority would have written to the Gunai Kurnai Land and Waters Corporation and have advised them in writing that the government had an intention to reintroduce cattle into certain test sites, acknowledging that the native title holders had an interest in this matter because two of the sites are actually on native title determined land, and seeking their views and seeking to have discussions with them about that intention. We would hope that that might still occur, but on the basis of Uncle Albert Mullet's comments to the media in recent days, it is our understanding that that has not occurred. That would be a normal and reasonable expectation on the part of the Gunai Kurnai people.
Would this consultation be based on the requirements of the Traditional Owner Settlement Act 2010, which is what the Victorian government would be working under? Does that ask them to do this specifically?
No, it would be a right to be notified and consulted that would arise directly out of the operation of the Native Title Act, the Commonwealth legislation under which the Gunai Kurnai people have been recognised as native title holders. It is not a right that derives specifically from the Traditional Owner Settlement Act of the state government.
Based on that, can the state government argue that that is Commonwealth legislation and therefore it can act under the Traditional Owner Settlement Act 2010 that perhaps would not have required them to do this consultation?
You're asking me for legal opinions, and I'm not a lawyer, Celine. However, I do not think that argument could be run. The legal rights of native title holders under the Commonwealth Act are binding upon all parties, including state governments.
Elsewhere, does it work well with consultation from government, between government and Indigenous peoples?
Yes, I think that as the Native Title Act has been applied now since it was passed in 1993, it's been in operation now for a number of years across the country, and generally speaking, state governments and their agencies have put in place mechanisms that allow its operation to be to occur without contention.
Can your authority, the Native Title Services Victoria, step in at any stage now to discuss, inform, advise government and Indigenous peoples of what can be undertaken here?
We have no automatic right to get involved. No, we are a service delivery body, and we would provide advice and assistance to the Native Title holders only if requested to do so by them.
How hopeful are you that perhaps this can be sorted out without getting to the court system?
I'm very hopeful because I think that there is certainly goodwill and a desire to discuss the matter on the part of the Gunai Kurnai people. I'm sure they would not want to get into court on this. You know, the conversations that I've had with Gunai Kurnai people suggest that all they're really looking for is the sort of respect that they would have hoped would have been accorded them. And, you know, I suspect that the government also would be willing to exercise goodwill. So I'd be very hopeful that this could be resolved through discussion.